Everyone, welcome back to Dadcast. I am JP. He is Nick. How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you? This is exciting.
This is exciting, man. And before we get into what the actual excitingness is, let's welcome a returning guest. He was one of our first guests we had on Dadcast, and then nuclear bombs exploded, Dadcast exploded. Now we're like actually being recognized when we walk through the mall in our hometowns, which is pretty cool.
I got recognized in Vegas by somebody I didn't know.
Actually, that happens to me everywhere because I'm working in radio forever.
Shut up, JP.
But, you know, welcome back to Dadcast, Mr. Jesse freaking Lawson. How are
Hello.
You, brother?
I'm great. Thank you, guys. Yes. I'm stoked to be back. It's really cool to see the growth that you guys have, you know, accomplished.
Thanks, man.
I think it's a really good testament to work hard, you know, hustle, make shit happen.
Absolutely.
And it's really fun to watch you guys.
I can't wait to see what a year from now holds for us.
Bro. Yes.
But this is a particularly cool episode because it is literally, we are doing an inception here.
Yeah.
We are doing a Dadcast episode in the midst of filming a documentary on Mr. Jesse Lawson and the things that, you know, basically go on in the everyday life of Jesse, excluding the workout segment from earlier, which will be fun.
That will be part of your everyday life, though. This should be.
Hey, I do run every day. Nice. I do lift here and there.
I saw what you lifted.
Was that impressive?
It was cute. I'm gonna go with cute.
It was cute. For the record, he did put up like 40 sets of 40 pounds prior to that. So you put him in at the 105 pounds.
Just so you can visualize.
130.
Oh, it was 130?
135 pounds.
Okay. Yeah. 176, I think, is what
that's
it ended
right.
up
yeah,
being.
Yeah.
With
it
the
was,
bar.
It was huge.
It was 176 with the bar?
Is with that the bar, you, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think he's full of shit.
200. I think it got up to 200 at the end.
Then it was like 480. Yeah.
We threw all the plates on there.
That's right. And then I just started really getting it.
I was like, what the hell happened?
I needed to warm up. That's all I had to do.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
It's like, you see Jesse on stage, same thing. He starts out like a little girl, and then all of a sudden, what?
Goodness gracious.
It's like, whoa.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, I'm proud of you right now.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you realize what's happening?
I'm talking.
And you're taking the control.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
No, it's a beautiful thing.
This is wild.
It is absolutely amazing. And I'm proud, dude. That's good stuff. Thanks, I appreciate that. So last time you were in here, Jesse, I kind of don't know what to do and ask when it comes to a returning guest because the questions I normally ask, I've already asked of you.
Yeah.
So just to recap, you are a dad.
That's right.
How many kids?
Two.
And how are they, they're girls, how are they doing, man?
They are amazing. They only get more fun, you know, as they get older. They're wild. They're insane. But they're doing really, really good, you know, and I'm really proud of both my girls, for sure.
Good stuff.
Are we going to hear your girls on Band Limb and stuff? I think that would be cool.
That would be cool. And honestly, we could probably make that happen.
Yeah. You know, Will Smith did it, and it was a hit.
That's a banger. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to dive into that.
Just don't let him go to the Jaden Smith route, though.
Yeah.
The kid's kind of fucked up.
Fair enough.
So when you were on last, it was close to the debut of one of your songs of the band Lemon.
That's right.
Gosh, it's almost a year ago.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have we progressed with the band Lemon? By the way, go check it out. The band Lemon. Jesse Lawson. The band Lemon.
They're good.
How's the band Lemon? If I haven't mentioned enough in the past few seconds, doing right now?
It's doing really well. So basically, what I'm focusing on now is I've brought two other people into it for live shows. So now it's not just, you know, because I do play everything like on the record that came out. I played all the instruments. So now having just a little bit of backup essentially is really nice, especially all these. Is it the sound effect board or
no? It's my phone blowing up. Of course,
there's actually like a weird little switch on the side that you can.
The iPhone switch.
It's called silent.
Yeah, and then it won't make noises. It's crazy. It's brand new. It just came out.
This is my first iPhone, for the record.
Really?
Okay. And I found that switch when nothing rang.
For that.
I didn't mean to interrupt the story of the band Lemon because it's way more important than my discussing the iPhone.
No, I think it's kind of.
But you know, it's cool though. We can FaceTime while I'm at Walmart buying an external hard drive, so I know what the hell I'm buying.
Yeah.
which is wonderful. We couldn't do that before.
And speaking of which,
there it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, buddy. Okay.
Anyway,
so but that switch that I didn't know existed, I wasn't getting. I'm like, I can't hear my phone calls. I don't know what's happening. Turn my phone off. Turn it back on. And then finally, I was just, oh, dude, I was about to swear off the iPhone. This thing's a pile of crap. Oh yeah, right. It's got that little switch on it. I don't know why when I get surprised they talk British.
Yeah,
but that's my surprised accent. Sounds a soft, bit Australian, but anyway, found it. We're good. And
you sound like a really shitty now, pirate.
But you want? I can sound like a good pirate if you want me to. You prick, Van Lemon. Okay.
So,
boy, do we go off the rails quickly on this thing, okay. Man.
It's a good thing.
Hey, thank you to the We Ask You In, by the way, for letting us hang out in this beautiful lodge that is the We Ask You In beautiful. Is it Grants Pass? Is it Rogue River? Or is it, it's kind of a, it's baby right in between.
We're so close to the border of Rogue River, but it's still Grants Pass.
Okay.
Southern Oregon.
It is definitely Southern. We're still in Southern Oregon, hometown.
We're right by the river. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Good talk.
Really good talk. So that's the Van Lemon.
Yes.
And you guys are caught up now.
Yeah.
No, so I've got a live drummer now.
Right.
I've got a guy who plays bass and, you know, does the keyboards and all that. And it just kind of allows me to front it. You know what I mean? And we're able now to like play shows, so I don't have to just stand up there with an acoustic anymore.
Speaking of shows, which hey, it was awesome.
That was
that awesome. We did it live at the Hive months back. That was fun.
That was really
it was fun. Really good.
So go back to our YouTube and check that out because it's up there somewhere.
Yeah, it's actually it's on Live at the Hive's YouTube. I haven't stolen the video and put it on our channel yet.
Go to Live at the Hive, check it out on their YouTube.
Yeah, cool. Is there any touring coming up anytime soon? Any shows for the Van Lemon?
There's shows next year.
We're almost there.
Yeah, I know. For now, it's more so we're really locking in the team. We're locking in, you know, what direction we're going to go. So recently, it's just been a lot of songwriting, working on the next album, which, you know, at this point is halfway done, which is exciting. And the new shit is so good. It's so good.
What you've sent me? Oh my god.
Yeah. It's, wow. It's coming along.
The stuff that you're writing for other people.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I'm like finding.
I wish we could talk about that right now, but we can't.
I do have to give a lot of kudos though. This needs to just be very clear, which I always have. Just so we all know, lyrically, my wife does pretty much all the lyrics. She is good with words. I am not.
You just
great with music.
You speak the words once the words are written.
Yes.
So now I actually want to hear your wife sing, and maybe we don't need you.
Hey,
we can ask her. She's literally 4 feet away from us right now, off camera. Okay, she's.
I'm thinking tonight,
right there,
do the acoustic thing. Maybe Jesse just plays guitar.
Maybe. Hey, what do you think? Are you in?
My wife is literally so hot. It's nuts.
Yeah, you're so pretty over there. Look at you.
Yes. Look at her. It's just, oh.
I'm going to just do a Wayne's World. She's babelicious.
She's babelicious. I agree.
Yeah.
I know.
If she were a president, she'd be
Abraham. I gonna lie. I get it. What, Abraham? Come on, man. Abraham, that's so awesome.
Right.
I have two. I have a question and then an insult. So if I forget the insult, remind me.
All right.
Something happened here. Hold on. It lost you for some reason.
I missed out.
All right, face track back on. So I have a question and insult. The chorus questioning for you, Jesse, when you were throwing out accolades on your wife, I genuinely thought that they were actually going to be accolades for us for some reason. That was the vibe I was getting.
Really?
And then it just right to the wife, where it rightedly and deservedly so needed to go to. No. I just thought, I don't know. I thought
he did see me all sweaty at the gym today.
He did.
In a tank top.
That's right.
You look a whole lot better. And here comes the insult with your Paul Bunyan skinny jeans flannel beanie look, though. But you know what? You said you were going to do this.
I'm rocking.
You told me you were going to do this, but I'll tell you what, man, I'll wear that flannel.
Deep down, I'm a hipster.
But you don't, this doesn't give me the hipster vibe. It doesn't for some reason.
I think it's probably because it's a Hurley flannel. And it's like, I totally.
And you're wearing a Carhartt beanie, right. And you're wearing it properly. It's not like halfway across the back of your head with your hair coming out.
No, wait till we interview TJ.
Oh, Levin. Sorry.
Bro. What's the vibe I put on?
Well, no, you.
I've got dogs on my shirt.
Yeah, but we're not talking you. I don't put down Jesse Lawson.
That's right.
Because Jesse Lawson's the man. Nick is my co-host and partner in crime, and it's literally my job to fuck with him.
That's right.
Occasionally. Yeah. And by occasionally, I mean pretty much every episode.
But at least twice.
But you could call me fat.
I'm not going to do that. That's mean. That's body shaming.
I'm so mean.
People get good fucking job. Canceled for that shit. I don't want to get canceled. I don't.
Can I call myself fat?
No, dude. Don't be down on yourself.
Yes, this is good.
This is the guy. This is the guy that Nick has turned into, and I love it.
This
it's
is
great.
Healthy. This is great.
I'm not fat. I'm just big bend. Okay. That's
right. Yeah,
I'm losing great. It. My pants are falling off, man.
I know.
It's freaking fantastic. We're getting there. Awesome.
You're killing it, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I could be killing it much better.
Those pictures from
just
Hawaii,
for the record,
I was like, who is that dude with Jen?
That was I haven't lost a single digit since Hawaii.
Well. It's okay. You still look good.
Let's talk about this.
I'll still cuddle you.
He would. Yeah. And that's the scary part.
Speaking of that, do you want to go on a road trip?
What?
To where?
We need to go to Vegas. Do you want to go to Vegas and interview?
Gee, let me think about it. Sure.
December 7th.
Wait. Okay, Kerry. Are we sure we want to talk about this during an episode?
Yes, we can talk about this. We are going to interview TJ Lavin from MTV's The Challenge.
Oh, it's a work thing. Yeah. Do we want to do it there?
We should go to Vegas.
Yeah, we should, but...
I already have the.
I have questions.
I have the okay from my wife to go without her in your Tesla.
I just want
my
you guys
birthday.
To both
is
know.
That's that my birthday week,
JP,
and it's right before Christmas.
I want
he's
you.
Shushing
I
me
want
on you, my own show.
That's right.
I'm drinking
that's
again, so straight. We can go fucking huge.
Oh, yeah. So, that's what's happening okay, right
listen,
now.
Listen to me. I'm never doing another episode where you guys schedule other episodes. I just want that to be very clear.
Whoa!
I don't understand. Please explain.
You're legitimately just scheduling your dadcast.
Well, dude, it's
during a show.
We're doing,
that's Nick.
I mean,
I've got 30 minutes, boys.
Yep, hey, Mr. Lawson, listen to this though. It's
so
TJ Lavin or
we need
Jesse,
to fill the time anyway.
Have you ever coasted the challenge?
Hey, listen, cooler than me.
Have you?
I know that.
Did you ever ride a BMX bike and almost die?
Well,
no. Okay,
Nick. First of all, you're not allowed to drink anymore when we're doing a show. Two, I'm taking rack the reins here.
I'll take it.
Because this was a poor choice. This was a horrible idea to let Nick run this thing.
Welcome to Dadcast. I'm your host, Jesse. I've got two bozos with me. One's called... Are you... You're shutting me off.
Okay, Brian Hawkins.
No. You were muting... What does it do?
You can't hear it? Are you not... Oh, here. Let's... It's... There you go.
I need...
Let's just change his name to Brian Hawkins. Go ahead.
I'm Brian.
Yeah, lead.
Those are really cool. That's a great little...
Was my joke not good enough for you?
Have you heard this one?
This is Avery. Thanks for listening to my dad on Dadcast.
Oh, that's cute.
I was like, let's record Liam, but he just says bunghole. That's
his new word. We should put that bunghole. In there, man. Every time Nick drops an F-bomb, I'll just be like,
hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
Except it'll be bunghole.
Bunghole, yeah.
Oh, that's a fun one. I knew that it was going to be.
Good choice.
I'm pro, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome to my show. Really
pro
great
diggity.
To have you guys.
You got to get a roadcaster, man. All right, that thing's money.
Take it back over, buddy. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it's all good. I'm seeing a new version of yourself when you've only drank half a beer.
Dude, we had a pep talk last night. I took it to heart. I didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep either last night.
I know.
I was telling them this morning. I was running through just... this whole day and what I needed to get done and then what needs to get done after the day. And
right.
And then I was stressing about the fact that I'm going to be gone all day without my children. And is mom going to be able to handle, I mean, of course she's going to be able to handle it. She's kick ass, but does she, I feel guilty unleashing three children on the mom all day long.
I unleashed an 18-month-old on my wife. All day long. And he is a terror. That little bastard.
Jesse, how old are your daughters now?
8.
They're both 8. But they're not twins.
They are identical.
We've discussed this before, and I'm going to go right over because, okay, so yes. 8. My daughter is 8. So I know exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Avery is 8. This one.
Hi, this is Avery.
Okay, anywho. She,
So shut up, Avery.
You heard her voice.
Avery, go home.
She's eight. So, and you got two of them.
Two
8-year olds bumbling around the house thinking everything is theirs, thinking they know the answers to everything.
Oh my goodness.
And we need to have this conversation in 8 years.
And they're gingers like ourselves.
That's right.
Which double doses up the fact that of the terror and the chaos that is the 8-year olds. But it's so much freaking fun.
It is fun.
When you go to bed and you think about the day that just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. We are very blessed. We have very good kids. We're really lucky, you know. But I do think that part of that is spending the time and the attention to your kids.
Yeah.
I think a lot of parents can just kind of they're there, let them be them, you know, whatever. But for us, my wife and I, we really try to be very present in everything they're doing.
Right.
You know, and it shows, you know, we're proud of our girls.
Why is it looking at the ceiling?
Pay attention to what he is saying, dude. Yeah,
but I'm also like, it was looking at me for a minute. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
What's important is the audio.
All right.
And
what are we doing?
We are such amateurs.
No. This is, come on. This is a podcast, but you guys.
We've come far.
This
though.
Is literally what you do on a. We actually have. I do feel like we've gone backwards a little bit on this episode. Oh, but
man. No, you're allowed to, though. Because now you've got to the point to where it's like, nah, we're cool.
That's right.
We can do that.
Dude, but see, yeah, it is absolutely. It's pissed off at Jesse.
It does not your vibe.
A lot of people, it's intimidating.
I'm just going to turn off the face track little feature and just put it directly on your face, and then we're not going to have to worry about it. All right. That should be good. That's the beautiful thing about having a podcast, man. Is we can get into the subjects of very important things like being dads, which is kind of the nitty gritty of what we do here on this podcast, or we can just shoot the shit between some friends,
which is great.
Behind the mic of a Rodecaster and a really, really good sounding system and just talk about funny things like our day that we just had.
Yes.
That's going to be. Let's talk about this documentary. Because when this episode drops, I'm assuming
you should be done.
I hope to be done. It's a pretty big adventure and task to be taking on. But I got
in the universe. I'm going to come down to your house. And I'm going to sit with you.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm going to help you and learn how to do what you do.
I love it. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
But I'm not going to take it on.
No, you're not.
Okay.
But you are. I want you to do that. I was already thinking about that. Because I don't want just my vision of how I see it. I want you to sit there with the footage.
And also, I was thinking like the end credits here, I want it co-directed by Nick and JP.
Co-directed? Or
whatever, you know, however you fucking say it, I don't care.
You want to co-ish on here? You're already starring in it.
Well, yeah, I've written, starring, produced, directed.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Dadcast. I'm your host, Jesse Lawson.
My name is Trent Reznor. I am Dadcast. Hey, I'm Tommy Vexed. I am Bad Wolves. Okay. All right.
I'm Jesse.
Let's cut all that out.
How do you feel about
Tommy Vexed is too happy?
So I want to talk about this documentary thing we're doing. So we're at the We Ask You In beautiful Grants Pass. We've covered that, but I'm going to drop it again. Been here about 4 days now.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today is Monday. Day 5 is tomorrow. Just doing some random filming and shooting the life that is Jesse Lawson. And we're going to put it together, and it's going to be pretty, pretty cool. Tell everyone, words, I'm literally, do you see what he's doing? You're not allowed to drink anymore, dude.
I'm not even.
This is what happened. But
I took your stuff to heart last night, and I'm like, he wants me to step up.
I do, but step up in the right time. All right. When I stop talking, you can talk.
How about now?
No.
Now?
No.
Now?
No. Jesse, tell me in your own words from.
Are we there yet?
In start to finish. The best you can.
Yeah.
2013 to 2021 in a paragraph or less.
2013 to 2021 in a paragraph. Just me.
One sentence for every 2 years. Jesse Lawson.
Wow.
Okay. Left a career that I did for a long time. Fell in love, got married, tried to figure out the direction on where I was going to move to, picked Northern California, made a record, got on the radio, and now I'm still writing songs. Still, okay. Still in love. Still married. And
don't forget them kids.
And the kiddos.
On
three dogs.
The shittiest dad.
And that,
ever.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the premise of what this documentary is going to be, hopefully, when we're finished. That's the vision we have for it, man.
Was that a paragraph?
Yeah, give or take.
Sure. Sure. Yeah,
that worked.
Yeah.
I feel like I
wasn't writing notes. So
if I had a shot. Now, are we acting like me when I say, like when we'll start talking radio, and if we talk about an old job of mine, one in particular one, I always say the one that shall not be named. Are we doing the same thing right now when it comes to the band?
I think once this comes out, we're past that.
Yeah. At this point, we should be okay.
Okay.
We should be okay.
We don't need to mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we...
All right.
It's inevitable.
I was just saying, if I was going to pin that paragraph for you, I would have left band that shall not be named, fell in love, had kids, built furniture, passion for music.
That's right.
Reignited, started a new band. Started writing songs. $1 million coming up next. Or something along
maybe
those lines.
Maybe what you could do, maybe you could edit this. And then when I'm I go so to answer,
blown away.
Take that, what you just said, and just copy and paste it over what I said.
Right.
It'll be, you know, like the old like Kung Fu movies.
You're wrong. Meet me. Shaolin Temple. Be there.
Because that's good. That's all true.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then I might do something on those lines, of course, with your approval.
Yeah.
And by the time this comes out, we can talk about behind the scenes stuff too that we've got going on.
That's right.
Kind of. Sort of.
Well, I am producing a record here.
Right.
Yes.
So there's a band.
Yeah.
Well, you know this.
What is that band's name?
I am something. Right. It is the band that shall not be named. That should be the name of the band.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
What was the other name that we came up with?
We don't have a name. And opening up for Iron Maiden, you know, we don't have a name.
Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. That's a great band name.
Isn't that Smashing Pumpkins?
It's the name. It's an album name, but it's a great band name.
No, it's too long.
I think You Shit in the Pool is a good sound. Good name for a band. What do you think?
I like that.
No? Shit in the pool?
Skid marks on my underwear.
Oh my God, you guys.
What were you expecting, Jesse? Did you think this was going to be a sit-down pro deal?
We're dads. Dude,
this is our unwind, blow-off steam episode.
You know what I did?
Yeah, I like
you know,
it.
After I'm going to go back like to that. Being a dad. I changed 5 shitty diapers the other day.
Today?
No, 2 days ago. 5 shitty
diapers. In the same day?
In the same day. My kid.
Child's play, man.
Shit 5 times.
Bro. Dude, I did that
in 4
yesterday.
Hours. 4 hours.
Okay, I didn't. But
who's what kid do you have in diapers?
Oh, I don't. Not anymore. I was talking about myself.
Yeah. Oh, or the dog. How are your dogs?
Oh, my wieners are fantastic.
Yeah,
I've got 2 wieners. Actually, 3 if you count mine.
But I was waiting for.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said that to you yesterday.
Yeah,
but it wasn't recorded.
It's okay,
but I remembered it so I'm going to drop it again.
It was so much recycle. Funnier yesterday.
It's good, but.
Yeah, it was much funnier yesterday because it wasn't expected.
It wasn't not. I was like, what? And I started going through my head. How? Where? What? Show me.
Hey, Nick. Squirrel. So, Jesse, check it out. You're touring, hopefully, like you said, next year.
Next
do we
year.
Have, what are the dates? Anything solidified for that, for the band Lemon?
I think the only thing solidified is
March. You even dare say it. Okay, March?
March.
Do I have something to say? Do I know something that heat that?
Nope. March. And is that his local California?
Vegas.
I love Vegas.
Dude, we're so in.
Yeah, I know.
That's when I prefer to go actually back. You know, he was talking about going to Vegas earlier, you know, rudely trying to.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Scheduling.
It happened like 20 minutes
scheduling
ago.
Scheduling again. Are we going?
No. I can't get.
He brought it up.
To Vegas in December.
I gave it up. I was like, I'm over it. It's cool.
I think we should drop, or maybe a part 2 to this documentary, just for fun. Even if we make it like 15 minutes long on YouTube.
Just so you know, this is going to be 6 episodes long. if it gets picked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
So, okay, there you go. Forget it. We're going to shoot it like we think it's going to get picked up anyway.
That's right. We're going to be following
this. And do it in Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh. Can we somehow work it into...
And the festival in Texas, too.
Yeah, yeah. When's that?
May.
Is it South by Southwest?
Well, so we're going to do that, but hopefully... But we're also going to do South by So What.
South by So What?
Yeah, that's in...
like So What? W-H-A-T?
Yep.
And that's so awesome. I didn't know that's a thing.
That one's in a baseball stadium.
Sweet.
In Arlington.
Texas. Yeah. Where the Rangers play.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. That's the spot.
That... Dude, I'd love to go to that.
Ryan.
Yeah. Wow. Do we take the Tesla on a road trip that far, though? I have no qualms or worries about it.
I think I'm going to fly because I have a feeling you and I in a car for that long, we're probably not going to like each other.
Well, as long as you're not drinking.
I don't think you guys like each other anyway.
Really? What? Is that the vibe you get? Is that true? Or
I'm playing.
I love this guy over here.
Love this guy.
I think that you guys have a best... It's more like a brotherhood. You know, like all you do is talk shit on Nick.
I know,
Nick does talk shit on you.
But he doesn't voice. Does he talk shit on me?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, behind your back.
Behind my back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He's afraid to do it.
Can you?
I'm like, hey, Jesse, JP's such an asshole. He thinks he's such a great host, but God
damn. Yeah. We've got like 3 minutes, okay, before you got to get out of here.
That's right.
Dish, tell me something that he talks shit about me for real when I wasn't here, whether it's and I want to know what it was, because this is the kind of stuff I've been trying to get him to do to my face.
Yeah.
during these episodes.
I think I know what it might be.
No, okay.
I don't want you to be let down, but I think that the only shit that he's really talked is he just talked about how you're constantly loud and talking.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's normal. That's JP.
I think I said it was like the JP show.
Yeah.
With what? Like, but what was the example when that came out of your mouth? Was it every podcast?
When I pitched him to come on Dadcast, I'm like, hey, dude, let's go on. And I mean, the JP show. But otherwise known as Dadcast. And
That was it. So he actually doesn't talk bad.
See, I'm all about positivity and motivation.
That's a self-reflection of negativity deep in the heart and psyche of Nick coming out right there, because he really wants to come out and be what I do on this show.
Don't psycho
more.
Me.
I'm just playing. Dude, I'll tell the camera.
Yeah,
if I'm looking in Nick's eyes right now, you viewer, I love that guy sitting across there, and I'm glad we do what we do, and I honestly don't think this dynamic would work,
buddy.
And if it wasn't him over there.
You guys are really good at it.
No, dude, there's no way it would work without both of us.
Yeah.
Without me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesse Lawson, I know it's been a strange one, but I knew that coming in. Yep. First of all, but we got a whole bunch more. I look forward to finishing up this filming this documentary and then piecing it all together big crazy puzzle. Awesome. I'm going to throw, with your permission, of course, and I already know the answer to this question, but I need to figure out, once we actually get it up and the world can see it, how I don't get copyright dinged on it. There's going to be a crap ton of Band Lemon.
Yep.
Weaved in and out of this documentary.
Yeah.
And
just for view purposes, I talked to the band that won't be mentioned, and we're going to use some of their stuff too.
Cool.
I'm just kidding.
I thought that you were being serious. I was like, oh, that works out.
No, they don't text me back. So fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
We'll be fine. As long as it's under 10 seconds and we can't use the audio. If we don't use the audio.
Dude, I'd put in 10 seconds, like 9 seconds of On the Road Again, Willie Nelson, in one of my vlogs.
You can't use audio.
Under 10 seconds.
Doesn't matter. You can't use audio.
Yeah, I know this working in radio.
Yeah.
But I figured 10 freaking seconds.
Nope. Visually, you can use.
I got a funny story real quick before we're done.
What if there's audio attached to that vision?
You have to put different audio, essentially.
That's crazy. Okay, this is the last thought.
Really funny story. So I did a workout video on my personal stuff on my YouTube, and I used Love Me.
Yep.
And YouTube came back and said, dude, you're too self-absorbed. No.
Oh,
is that a joke?
That was a joke.
Is that?
Bless him. He tried a joke.
I tried.
That was really cute. That was cute.
Thanks.
That was really cute. What you did.
Just like your workout.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm strong,
you, guys. Dude, you're a beast.
Thank you.
With those little tiny weights.
You know what?
Which you'll see in the documentary. Now I have to put.
We had to go buy Fisher Price weights just so everybody knows.
That's not even a real thing.
Here we go.
You're lying.
So here we go. This is not even a truth. I don't want to purposely.
If you pull out a weight, a Fisher Price. No. Phone.
My son uses it. That's what I thought. No, I have a workout video with my baby using Fisher Price weights.
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
I'm going
that's
to leave.
Not even real.
I'm going to end this particular podcast with. I'm gonna pull back the curtain for Nick. So this morning, when we were talking about, we all got together and I just sat and I said, you know, you're all over the place with this documentary, but I get it. We want to do a whole lot of stuff and fill it in a short amount of time.
Right.
And some may work, some may not work. But we're sitting here, and I said, why are you going to work out with the gym? And I asked you this yesterday and you answered with, you know, mental clarity and this and that and blah, 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 working our road. And then Brian comes in and without doing anything, I'm like, Brian, what's up? And he's like, why are we doing? Said the same exact thing. So then Jesse goes, man, dude, I'm pretty funny and I'm strong, but
it's
me impersonating
literally
you.
At the end of this interview, I'm now just feeling like you need to reconsider your life. You need to reconsider who you are as a human.
When I posted that picture, my wife's like, is that the dude from Juno?
So Jesse decided we need to incorporate some humor into this. See, he's a funny guy.
At least we're here.
Oh, that's and what I you call started. An LOL party,
you guys
people.
Are gonna fuck
right
with
there.
Me. I'm going to fuck right back.
I need some chapstick.
So we decided to be a chapstick. You feel a little chappy right now?
Some chapstick.
So we decided to throw some humor in it. So some Jesse authenticism into it when we're there.
I didn't make
and
a joke.
So,
don't
so use big the whole, but at the same point, we're like, I don't want to offend Nick, but I
and
really
I said
don't.
That because yeah, yeah. I have, I'm, yeah. I'm Carrie.
And I really don't feel like anything we do here is going to incorporate well with this document. I really didn't. Now, standalone with the fitness thing, et cetera, it'll be working great and we'll see how it works in. But because we were going to try and work it in, that's why he was kind of being completely disregarding and whatnot. And we had no idea what we were going to do or how he was going to do it, but it was basically just kind of be an ass, but be funny about it.
And
make fun of and respect. Mm-hmm. And then obviously he said what he said at the end and it was good. But that was kind of what we were getting at there. So it wasn't to like piss you off or anything.
No, I'm actually glad you did it that way. So JP's
it's
right.
Fun.
It would have been really fucking stupid the way we had it planned.
If I would have taken it seriously, I honestly think it would have been like.
And there's some freaking gold in there. I watched a little bit of it back.
Did
when you're like, let's go to check this out, man. And here's cone number one, and there's a cone, and he put a water ball on top of it, and he's like, and he taps it over. He's like, yeah. Then he does a cartwheel and goes, check out cone number two.
I missed a cartwheel?
Oh, bro. And we did a lot
and he
of
grabs,
I was into my workout.
He grabs these straps, right? You know, and he connects it up here where it absolutely doesn't belong, and he's like, check it out.
That's it.
That was it.
That was it.
And then something about sex swing, and then I stopped the
That's
camera.
Right. Whoa. That's right.
Whoa. He is Jesse Lawson of the band
everyone.
Lemon. What's he up? Is Nick Martin. I am JP. This has been a wacky, crazy, offbeat episode of Dadcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Please check us out online, dadcast.co, and check out all the socials. Like us up, subscribe. Do the same thing for Jesse and the band Lemon. If you catch him anywhere on tour, anywhere in your neck of the woods, wherever you may be in the future, I highly recommend you check it out. And you'll enjoy it. I guarantee it. Until next time, until next episode, thank you very much for enduring this this episode. But you've seen some reality here. I feel like
the name to Nickcast.
Nickcast? All right. And we'll go down in flames. We'll see you next week.
Hey, I'm Jesse Lawson. Welcome to my show. These are my guests. It's
Dad I thought Cast. It was Juno.
Yeah, Juno.
Later. Peace.